San Francisco is now home to the world's first transgender district, which spans four blocks in the city's Tenderloin neighborhood. Aria Saeed is the founder and executive director of the Compton Transgender Cultural District, and she joins me now to talk about the importance of it. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So, Aria, you moved from Portland, Oregon to San Francisco when you were 19 years old, and you had a lot of expectations of what life would look like as a trans person there. But reality did not exactly meet those expectations. What did you discover, and what in your discoveries made you decide that a district was needed?
I, like so many Black trans people, came here for refuge, because no other place in the United States felt safe. And what was debilitating was that I never saw any other Black trans people who were employed or stably housed, et cetera, right? And so even coming to San Francisco, I would interview for jobs and people would start laughing as I entered the room. Or I wouldn't get hired because I was trans. And it was very obvious that that was happening. And I found that me and so many of my Black trans women sisters in the Tenderloin, we had no other option but to engage in survival sex work. And so all these years later, in founding the district, I think we are facilitating a conversation and what I believe to be a radical solution in addressing our disparity.
Let's talk a little bit more about that solution. So this district is not only a cultural safe space, it also serves as a resource. What programs do you all provide, and how has the pandemic impacted the ability to continue these programs?
So our effort is really about evaluating ways to cultivate long-term stability and empowerment of trans people. And so we are in developing first our community center, which will launch in 2021. It's been delayed, of course, due to COVID. And then we are also preparing to really launch an economic empowerment program that provides seed grants and sort of fast track them into entrepreneurship. And so we figure if the world won't hire us, then we have to hire ourselves.
I want to talk with you about some politics now. So the Trump administration has rolled back protections for transgender people. Most recently, a newly proposed housing and urban development rule that could allow homeless shelters to turn away transgender people based on their physical appearance. Your thoughts on these rolling back of protections?
I think what is so frustrating for me is that for many people, I think now that they have more access to trans people and trans stories and whatnot, there can be this sort of sense that we are like taking over, that we are like actually a huge population. We're actually not, right? And so I think the reality with the Trump administration, the gatekeeping of homeless shelters and giving cause and agency to these social service providers who should be trying to help every single person that they can, and giving them license to discriminate is an act of violence. I also think that President Trump is highlighting what I believe to be America's subconscious, which is that there is a way in our culture that is, that intensely discriminates against trans people. And I think we see that more often than we care to talk about.
Another political question for you. So Senator Kamala Harris, who's been chosen as the VP candidate for presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden, has vowed to be an advocate for the LGBT community in her bid for the White House. But some are skeptical because of her record as California's attorney general. During that time, she defended the state's Department of Corrections, a decision to deny reassignment surgery for some inmates in the state prison. Your thoughts on this as we move towards the general election in November?
Well, I mean, I don't trust politicians to have a perfect track record in relationship to marginalized communities, because there are a series of compromises that I imagine happen when you are in office. Having met Senator Harris here in San Francisco during her presidential campaign and talking with her, I believe that she and her staff are evolving in what it looks like to advocate specifically for trans people. The only thing that we can do is continue to hold accountability and continue to demand that they expand their promise and framework of what LGBT equality looks like, and specifically for transgender people.
That's Aria Saeed, founder and executive director of the Compton's Transgender Cultural District in San Francisco. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.